producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight on this Monday, November 24th, 2014. Paul Joseph Watson is going to be joining us in the next segment, and I'm going to hold off on this Sandy Hook Elementary School report of the Office of the Child Advocate, where they're trying to extend the government into the lives of our children, into the lives of our family. They're going to use $160 million in funding from the federal government to make it happen. I'm going to read you some of their goals and what their agenda is, and we're going to talk about that with Paul Joseph Watson, along with this breaking story in the UK about how the government that is always acting in our children's best interest or acting in the name of national security, because that was the way they protected the pedophile politicians. They said, you need to stand down. You can't report this in the press. This is a matter of national security. So they always invoke national security. They always invoke the welfare of the children when it is really the children in this particular case, in the Sandy Hook report. They're after our children at an early age. They do not want us to have private decisions that we're going to make about our families. They want to intrude themselves into our families. But let's go through the news in this segment, because we have a lot of our affiliates are doing a news break at this particular part of the program. Again, on Infowars.com, we have police in Ferguson violating a court order by arresting a journalist. They say that he was in the street. Nevertheless, we see pictures that have surfaced showing that he was filming it on the sidewalk. And we have testimony from people who were there. We also see a Ferguson mob marching in St. Louis City, shuts down a highway. A reporter is hit in the head. We have Paul Craig Roberts' story, opening the gates to World War III. Of course, Paul Craig Roberts was on the show with us at the end of last week. He says in this article, a Russian foreign ministry official condemned Washington's reckless decision to supply weapons to Kiev as a violation of an agreement that would make a political resolution of the conflict less likely. Sounds very much like the kind of namby-pamby statements we're hearing from the GOP. Paul Craig Roberts says this statement is perplexing. It implies the Russian government has not yet figured out that Washington has no interest in resolving this conflict. Washington's purpose is to use the hapless Ukrainians against Russia. The worse the conflict becomes, the happier Washington is. Now, of course, they understand that, I believe. Certainly Putin does. He's making massive overtures to China. The direct trade between Russia and China, circumventing the U.S. petrodollar, has increased by eightfold in just the last year. There are new energy deals that are being struck. They are trying to do an end run around the U.S. petrodollar, which is essentially the thing that kept the fiat currency from our Federal Reserve from imploding its wealth as they took us off the gold, any tying to a gold standard. They essentially kind of backed it up with oil. Now, if these countries, if Brazil, Russia, India, China, the BRICS, if they start moving away from the petrodollar, start dealing directly in their own currencies, that will not only undermine our currency, but greatly undermine our economy. We have the Texas governor-elect, Governor Abbott, who was the attorney general, plans a new lawsuit against Obama. He says the president is unconstrained by the Constitution. He went on the Fox News Sunday with Chris Wallace. They asked him, he's been attorney general here in Texas, why he has sued the president so many times. He said, because this president, more than any other, has abdicated his responsibility to uphold and enforce the Constitution. We have a president who feels completely unconstrained by the Constitution. He says he's had reasonable success. I think he has sued them somewhere in this article. It said over 30 times. So he's going to do that yet again. Clearly, I do not agree that a lawsuit against Clinton is the rightful thing for Boehner to do, however. He has other remedies that he refuses to do because it's not in his naked self-interest politically to do that. He's going to take some political heat if he impeaches Obama. But Obama has done many, many, many things to be impeached for. They're going to allow him a free pass because they want the power when they get involved and because it's policies that they agree with. We're going to be right back with Paul Joseph Watson from the UK. Stay with us.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Introducing Secret 12, the new InfoWars Life vitamin B12 formulation. Most forms of vitamin B12 are highly processed and synthetic and cannot be properly absorbed by the body. That's why for real results, so many are having to turn to painful B12 injections, which are known to have higher absorption rates. Now, InfoWarsLife.com is excited to announce that we can bring you our most bioactive, powerful form of B12 that has been developed with our exclusive perfected process. Secret 12 is a binary of nutrimedical grade, bioavailable coenzyme forms of B12, methylcobalamin, the same kind used in B12 injections, and adenosylcobalamin. Secret 12 is simply taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Don't take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Discover the secret. Secret 12. Secure your revolutionary Secret 12 formula right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Jones Show. I'm David Knight in Austin. Joining us now is Paul Joseph Watson from the UK, and we have a story that Paul just put up on the InfoWars.com site. Guccifer says, Pennsylvania city to be nuked next year. Top hacker has archive of unreleased emails from military and intelligence officials. Paul, welcome.
Good to be here, David.
Fill us in on what the latest revelation from Guccifer is. Is this something else from the New York Times? Because they interviewed him in prison about a week or 2 weeks ago, and at that time he had talked about possibly a false flag nuclear event in Chicago. Now, is this another article that they've released some additional information?
That's right, yeah. It's from the original interview with the Romanian hacker, Guccifer, who is in a Romanian prison right now. And basically, it's some information that was unreleased in the first New York Times article. So the New York Times came out and said that he gave them a manifesto, which was a precondition to do the interview. But they didn't reprint any of the information contained in Guccifer's manifesto. They only referred to the fact that he mentioned the potential for a nuke attack in Chicago in 2015. Now, in this second article, They also acknowledged that Guccifer said there was also a target, a plan for a nuclear attack in a Pennsylvanian city also next year. And why this matters is because Guccifer hacked the emails of top military intelligence and political professionals. He hacked the emails of the Bush family, the Rockefeller family, members of the Council on Foreign Relations, former Clinton aides, FBI officials, Federal Reserve officials. So he hacked these emails. He got this information, Colin Powell as well.
Yeah, actually, people remember one. If people remember, there were those pictures that we had, the articles at the time. You can go back and see them on our archives at Infowars.com. He got pictures of George Bush where he was essentially painting his feet in the bathtub and things like that. So they were intricate emails. He revealed an extramarital affair with Colin Powell. He had an email that was going back and forth between George Shultz and Colin Powell and others saying, we need to get Henry Kissinger to put pressure on Tony Blair to come to Bohemian Grove. You got to impress upon him that this is really important. These emails were going back and forth by the guy who is now head of the Rupert Murdoch news empire. So he got into some really deep stuff, and they tried to downplay this in the last article. I haven't seen this newest one that you're reporting on, but in the first article, they tried to downplay it and say, oh, he's just trying to put a political spin on this. He was really just eavesdropping on pretty girls. And yet there was a lot of government emails that he infiltrated, wasn't there?
Exactly. And the big point here is he says that he has another treasure trove of emails that he hasn't publicly released. Many of them have been released on Cryptome.org. But in this new New York Times article, they reveal that he's got a bigger archive that he has stashed away in the cloud for safekeeping and perhaps for use as a bargaining chip with the American authorities. Mm. So maybe he's using this as a threat to try and lessen his 7-year prison sentence and get out of jail sooner. But in this latest article, he's now talking about a Pennsylvanian city. And again, this isn't just some random person on the internet. Right. This is somebody who's had direct access to the emails of top military and intelligence professionals. Mm-hmm. So that's why it's at least of interest. The New York Times didn't find it of any interest. They just said it was a conspiracy-laden rant about the Illuminati. And he actually had a psychological evaluation, Guccifer, otherwise known as Mr. Lazar, and they found that he was completely sane. He wasn't prone to delusions or anything like that. So, you know, we're merely taking this and highlighting it and saying this is interesting that this top hacker who had access to all these military and intelligence political emails is now saying that Pennsylvania could be a target for a nuclear attack next year, after saying that Chicago could also be in the crosshairs. And even if it's, you know, not some kind of staged attack, we know that ISIS have put out propaganda where they directly name buildings in Chicago that they plan to attack. Mm-hmm. So this has already been out there previously.
It sure would be interesting to talk to this guy before he gets killed by these people, because he talked about, and they were laughing about it in the New York Times, talked about the Illuminati and these elite people who were manipulating things. And yet you look at the emails going back and forth about Bohemian Grove, and you look at this guy, Andrew Knight, who at the time was the number two under Rupert Murdoch, now has essentially assumed control of the newspapers there. Somebody who has long ties as the CEO of conservative British press organizations and mainstream editor. He's there trying to get Tony Blair to Bohemian Grove and writing Colin Powell saying, you know, put pressure on him from Henry Kissinger. We need to get him there. I mean, there is something going on that he has seen the inside of it, just like Alex Jones saw the inside of it when he snuck in there and took the pictures. I really would like to get that detailed information from him, but he's hopefully he's leveraging this to keep himself safe in prison.
Well, yeah, the point about Bohemian Grove, the email which was sent to Colin Powell encouraging Tony Blair to attend Bohemian Grove in 2012, is it again demolishes the myth that Bohemian Grove is either just a talking shop or a summer camp.
Right.
Because he's very insistent that Blair go there, because obviously it's important in terms of influence, networking, making connections, and coming to major decisions. We know that the Manhattan Project was crafted at Bohemian Grove, so major geopolitical global decisions take place there, and these Guccifer hacked emails are another illustration of that.
Yeah, he evidently was reluctant to go. Maybe, you know, he'd heard of the homosexual reputation of the place. And they were saying, you have to impress upon him how imperative that it is that he clear his calendar and get to this. You know, this is George Shultz and Colin Powell and Henry Kissinger. You know, all you guys lean on him to get him there because this is imperative that he get there. So this is not just some kind of, you know, partying weekend. This is something where they really have to get him involved. It is not just kind of a relaxing weekend as they'd like to portray it. Was there anything else that you wanted to cover from the Guccifer release? Has the New York Times talked about anything in terms of which city it might be, or did they mention anything other than a city in Pennsylvania possibly being up for a nuclear attack?
They just mentioned Pennsylvania. Obviously, you would assume that it's Pittsburgh or Philadelphia. Those, as far as I know, are the two biggest cities in Pennsylvania. So, mm-hmm. I mean, we'll keep track of it. The other thing on the email that Colin Powell received, it said, quote, lack of exposure suggests that Tony has not yet got his priorities straight.
Exactly.
So they're quite candid. This is not just a suggestion to invite him to a party. This
right.
is a very candid and forceful recommendation that Colin Powell put pressure on Tony Blair to attend Bohemian Grove. So these emails have already proven very interesting. And as he said, Guccifer has another stash that he's yet to release. He's using it as a bargaining chip with the U.S. government, so we'll continue to track the story.
Wow. Let's go to this other article that you've got up on Infowars.com today. Dems approve reparations for descendants of blacks victimized by 1898 Wilmington race riot. 116-year-old incident. They want to have white-owned businesses, they say, are still profiting from that. They want them to pay money to black descendants of the victims. Talk about that, Paul.
Yeah, I mean, well, I didn't even know what this incident was until I researched it this morning, but this was an overthrow of the government there in North Carolina, as you said, 116 years ago, during which at least dozens, up to 60 black people were killed by white supremacists from the Democratic Party. Over 1,000 of them were driven out of the area, and Wilmington became a majority white area, having previously been a majority black area. So This is an incident that's, you know, there's a memorial for it. It's a historical incident. It was a massacre. It was a what they call an insurrection.
Mm-hmm.
But now, after pressure from one resident in particular in Wilmington, the North Carolina Democratic Party introduced this resolution. It's not passed. It's introduced as a resolution. But if taken up, it will be formed into a bill and introduced to the General Assembly for debate. So it could be a piece of legislation soon. And as he said, it basically says that black people in Wilmington who are descendants of individuals killed during that insurrection should receive compensation or reparations as a result of an incident which happened 116 years ago, the business owners there now have absolutely nothing to do with, whether they're white or black.
That's
but
right.
Obviously the taxpayers would be the ones paying for it.
Now,
so,
this is political grandstanding by the North Carolina Democrat Party. There's absolutely no chance that this is going to get passed through the legislature, and it shouldn't get passed through the legislature. As you just said, this is something that nobody alive is responsible for or should have to be taxed for or should have to be should have to pay for this. It's interesting, Paul, that in North Carolina, of course, there's been a lot of talk going back to the 2012 elections about how many people they have on the voter registration rolls there that are over 100. I mean, there's several thousand people that they have over the age of 100 still on the voter registration rolls because they don't ever purge them, which opens the door to fraud. And, of course, they've got a lot of 112-year-olds. So I guess maybe they're looking at the voter registration rolls and thinking that maybe there are some of these guys still alive. But I don't think in reality that's the case. I think really, Paul, what's behind this is that they want to try to show themselves. They want to play the race card because they really don't have anything else left. They've been a total failure in their policies there, and they have just betrayed their base there, blue-collar workers, minorities, people at the low end of the scale who have always been the reliable base of the Democrat Party throughout my lifetime. Those people have really been betrayed by Obama's amnesty decree, and I think they're just trying to get those people back into the fold, show them that they still care about them, playing the race card. We've got to go to commercial break, Paul, but we're going to be right back with Paul Joseph Watson from the UK. Stay with us.
News flash. Home invasions are on the rise. It takes less than 10 seconds to kick in a door. 10 seconds is not enough time to protect your family. And what would happen if you were not home? Easy Armor is the ultimate security solution. 85% of break-ins are through a door. Protect your home now with Easy Armor. Go to invasionstopper.com to get real security for under 70 bucks. That's invasionstopper.com. Easy Armor. Your security is our only business.
Digestive health is key to wellness, and Pro-EM-1 is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a daily liquid probiotic that improves food absorption and supports weight loss by removing toxins from your system. Recommended by doctors, Pro-EM-1 is 100% natural, organic, non-GMO, wheat, soy, gluten, and dairy-free. Call us today at 888-611-8025 or visit proem1.com to save over $25 on your order. That's 888-611-8025 or proem1.com.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Awake today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril, and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hi folks, Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Paul Joseph Watson live with David Knight on the Alex Jones Show, and we've just got Silver Bullet, colloidal silver, back in stock. Could run out very soon. It could take at least 6 more weeks to get more in. This is something I often read about on the emails on Infowars.com. People raving about the effects of colloidal silver. Silver Bullet available at InfoWarsLife.com. vital supplement for maintaining a healthy lifestyle. There's never been a more important time to have this powerful and clean form of colloidal silver within reach for you and your family. It's Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver, available at InfoWarsLife.com. David Knight.
Hey, Paul. Yes, I want to get your take. I talked about this earlier in the last hour. We have this breaking pedophile scandal that's in Great Britain involving MPs, Westminster. And I wanted to get your take on this. We talked about it briefly last week, and as this gradually unfolds, I think we're now 30 years away from when this was happening. I think people, some people have died, some people are getting fairly old, and they want to kind of clear the air here, I think, clear their consciences. So now this is starting to come out. There was an article that was referenced as part of this reporting going back to February of this year on The Guardian, talking about lobbying by a pedophile campaign, a group called the Pedophile Information Exchange. They say that when people called that hotline for the Pedophile Information Exchange, the phone rang inside the Home Office. Tell us what the Home Office is there in the UK.
The Home Office is basically the section of government that deals with domestic issues related to corruption and criminal investigations within the United Kingdom, as well as immigration matters. But this is... shocking. I mean, we have stories about MPs in Britain. This is back in the 80s, and you can bet that some of this is still going on now.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. They were caught, basically, other MPs reported on them abducting children, taking them to these houses, raping them, strangling them. And in three cases, according to one eyewitness, they killed these boys. So absolutely sickening, but... the key point about it, as you just alluded to, is the Metropolitan Police, who took statements at the time from witnesses, who took the information from the other MPs who were reporting this, said that the group involved in abusing and killing these young boys was too powerful to bring to justice, mm-hmm. and that they couldn't investigate the paedophiles in Westminster in government, abducting these children, sexually abusing them, and then in some cases killing them. Then on top of that, the newspapers, the media outlets that were set to report on this back in the 80s received D notices from the government, which means in the UK an order directly from the government not to report on this paedophile scandal, because in their words, it would harm national security.
Yeah.
And then even information about the D notices themselves were ordered destroyed, or were destroyed by accident by MI5 and MI6, British intelligence. So the very information about the D notice itself was later destroyed. So this is an obvious cover-up. A link has now emerged to Jimmy Savile, the infamous entertainer and paedophile who abused hundreds of children, who himself is firmly tied in with the British establishment, or was before his death. So this only gets more sickening. It's the Westminster paedophile network which is now being exposed. But again, every time they have an investigation into this, the head of it is always part of the establishment, and it goes nowhere, just as it did back in the 80s when police said that they couldn't investigate the group because it was too powerful to bring to justice.
Yeah, you're talking about the Savile situation. They've got pictures of him up here for people who don't know what this guy looks like or who he is. Of course, people here in this country don't know him very well. But they shut that down three different times. Higher ups at Scotland Yard shut down investigations. It surfaced when this, I think his case came out, what was it, a year and a half, 2 years ago. There had been a lot of talk about that. A lot of people had mentioned that. David Icke had talked about it. But it really broke in earnest. They had the BBC, some people at the BBC did a documentary about that after he died, and that was shut down by the people at the top of the BBC. So you see the people at the top of their media, the BBC, you see people at the top of Scotland Yard shutting it down as people who are lower in the pecking order see this and want to go public with it. They're shut down, and that's the case that we see happening in so many places. We've seen that happen in the U.S., and of course there's been multiple cases of that have been exposed that have come out, and yet nothing ever happens in the U.S. or in the U.K.
Well,
they never bring
these
people to justice.
Look at the Dutroux case in Belgium. As soon as links emerged to top judges, celebrities, politicians, the case got completely shut down. In every single country where these elite paedophile networks emerge, and it always leads to the elite, to bankers, judges, politicians, celebrities that are linked in with the establishment.
Absolutely.
The case gets shut down every time.
Well, we're out of time, Paul. Thank you for joining us. Paul Joseph Watson from the UK. We're going to take your calls at 800-259-9231. Tell us what you think.
We're on the
march.
We'll
be right back.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
I love a dark house. Inside is all the stuff you work so hard for. And I'm gonna rob you blind.
Don't be the next victim of a break-in. Go to FakeTV.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone is inside watching TV and makes your home unappealing to would-be thieves.
Don't these people ever leave?
Starting at $24.95 and there's free shipping. Go to FakeTV.com or ask for it at your local hardware store. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. You don't have to be a doctor to know. The fall and winter months are the most dangerous time of year in North America when it comes to you and your family's health. InfoWarsLife.com is very excited to announce our biggest run yet of Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. Now more than ever, it's important to stock up on high-quality Silver Bullet from InfoWarsLife.com and to help others during Christmas by teaching them about the powerful benefits of silver. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight in Austin. We were just talking to Paul Joseph Watson in the UK. We're going to be joining our reporters in Ferguson in the next hour, waiting the grand jury verdict there and to see how the public is going to react, the protesters that are there. I'm going to go to callers, but before I do, I want to tell you about something we offer that's free, and that's our new newsletter, the InfoWars Underground Insider. Every day, we're seeing attempts to censor the internet with sites like InfoWars.com now blocked around the world because it doesn't fall in line with establishment propaganda viewpoints. From CISPA to SOPA, your ability to access real news is under attack. But you can escape internet censorship right now. Get the latest in breaking news, exclusive behind-the-scenes videos, daily stories that are not available on InfoWars.com that are only viewable by newsletter subscribers. This week, we are launching some very huge specials on InfoWars gear and InfoWars Life that are entirely unprecedented and only available notification to newsletter subscribers. It'll be available to everybody, but they will be given advance notice 24 hours beforehand of when these specials are coming out. You can get that by subscribing to our newsletter, the InfoWars Underground Insider, right now on the homepage sidebar at InfoWars.com or visit InfoWars.com/newsletter. You get exclusive daily content and today's behind-the-scenes video, as well as checking out our previous exclusive newsletter content. So that's there. That's available to you. Let's go to some of our callers. We've got John in Texas. Looks like you wanted to talk about what Paul and I were just talking about, this breaking pedophile scandal in the U.K. And, of course, it's happened over and over again in the United States, the highest levels of government, in Belgium, with the EU. Go ahead, John in Texas.
Hello, David.
Hi.
Hi. Yeah, I've been following this issue for quite some time, and I don't know that these people are ever going to be brought to justice, because it goes into the royal family as well with this Jimmy Savile character. He used to procure boys for a former prime minister, Edward Heath, in the English Channel on the island of Jersey back in the day, and It's absolutely disgusting. There's over 100,000 children go missing in Britain every year, and you never hear about it.
Yes,
it's never in the news. That's a substantial amount of missing kids.
Now, this is Scottish John. I recognize your voice. I love the promo that we've got. I want to get your take on this. You're a good one to talk to about this, because earlier this year, we had the law that was passed in Scotland that was going to assign a government minder to children from birth to 18 or 21. Now we're seeing that being proposed in the United States on the back of the Sandy Hook shooting. They're using that to push this through, and of course they have $160 million in funding from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Department of Education to put this through. They're very concerned about this. They're using the fact that this young man was reportedly homeschooled by his mother, so they say, we need to be able to penetrate the family and have government minders. Give us your take on what's going on in Scotland and the irony that the government would be doing this for the children, when we see at the highest levels of government they've used Child Protective Services to abduct children for their own use.
Well, I've been aware of it, David, since it first broke, but it's not something I've paid a lot of attention to, because you know, I'm long gone, far away, so it's no great interest to me other than that, you know, it's just more government intrusion, let's be honest, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm deeply saddened that the independence vote was lost for Scotland there recently, because I think a lot of things would have changed then. But, you know, the establishment doesn't, you know, they don't want this to happen, and they're gonna use everything at their disposal.
Absolutely.
Just to maintain the status quo, basically.
Yes, yes. Well, thank you so much. It's good to hear your voice. It's John in Texas. I want to go to Larry in Illinois, but before I do, let me read you a little bit about this report that came out based on the Sandy Hook school shooting. Now, they said that they're concerned about siloed systems of education, physical health, and mental health care for children. In other words, areas that are private, when they talk about it being siloed. They say that it strongly implicates the need to assist parents with understanding and addressing the needs of children with complex development and mental health disorders. They say universal, and this is a report from James F. Tracy. We've interviewed him on the show many times. He did a good job in getting this out and analyzing it. So read some of the details from this report. They're calling for universal screening for behavioral health and developmental impairment for children from ages 21, from ages birth to 21. They want to assess to training and information concerning mental health issues for teachers, administrators, service personnel, pediatricians, and parents. In other words, they're going to train anybody that the child might come in contact with at school or a doctor, whatever. They want to train them as informants for the government. just like we've seen people calling 911 and getting two people killed recently who had nothing but BB guns, basically calling into the police and saying, in one case even saying, I think it's probably a toy weapon, a fake gun. Nevertheless, the police showed up and shot this young man. And Walmart is even more egregious. The guy who called 911 kind of hyped it up for the police, and they wound up shooting the guy dead without even giving him a chance to put down the BB gun that he was going to buy in Walmart that he was walking around the store with. So do we really want to have trained professionals who've been trained by Homeland Security and the Department of Education to finger parents? We just had a family we talked about the early part of the show. They had essentially their house broken into, the parents pepper sprayed, tasered, their children taken away because they were accused of having a messy house. Is that what we're going to see with this? Let's go on with some of the other things. They're going to address, of course, also the, quote, role of denial in illness. So if you think that everything is fine in your home and you don't need intervention from the state, maybe you're just in denial and we need to do something about it. That's all the more reason for us to get involved in your life. They want to have a better outreach to parents who have difficulties, quote, reaching out. So in other words, if you're not going to the government for help, if you don't have your kids in a government school, then you have difficulty reaching out. Perhaps you feel, quote, mistrust in the medical and educational systems. No doubt. I do. You should. If you don't feel mistrust in them, why should we trust them explicitly for everything? Why should we give them carte blanche in our life? That was never the way this country was founded. This country was founded with checks and balances because we understand that simply because somebody works for the government, they don't become an angel. They still have the same problems that everybody else does. If we had angels, then we wouldn't need that kind of oversight, but we don't. We can have good people in government. We can have bad people in government. We need to keep that arm's length there. They also want state consideration of an audit of existing homebound practices and procedures. They get very close to saying homeschool, don't they? But they say homebound practices and procedures. And finally, they say, this is the summary that we get from James Tracy. He says, in reality, the OCA report lays bare the groundwork for implementation of a nationwide program similar to the one presently being beta tested in Scotland called Getting It Right for Every Child, where they are going to where they've mandated an assignment of a named person, a government minder, for every child and young person, and a lead professional that renders the traditional family role of a distant caretaker. Understand that this is a globalist agenda because we see the same goals, the same tactics being used in Scotland that they are now proposing, piggybacking this off of the Sandy Hook situation and being funded by $160 million from our federal government. Let's go to a caller here. Larry in Illinois, would you like to, you said you wanted to talk about Ferguson and about the pedophile situation. Go ahead.
Well, you know, he kind of picked up on my thunder, the first caller there. And, you know, I'm thinking here when you're talking, we're kind of talking these subjects to death, our own death. This country is responsible for a lot of these subjects that we talk about worldwide, and it's because money, the love of money, the root of all evil has gotten into the system, and if they can't buy people off the like they've done, they'll do it through the electronic voting and that, and us being responsible for this, David, has got to stop.
Yes.
They have mere mundane earthly things that they protest in other countries, even Russia. People will get in the public square and let that the powers that be know that we're not going to put up with this anymore. And we just sit back here and talk in this thing all the time and that, and it just gets to be the same old thing. And it's also disillusioning to hear people or just see people sit by along with myself. And if we're not going to come out of our houses, folks, I mean, the world's just going to keep getting worse. And
well, I think it's Larry, it is a case of education. It is a case of the InfoWar. And I do believe that people are waking up. It's frustrating for you. It's frustrating for those of us who have been awake for a while to look at the people who are still asleep, and yet we are seeing signs that people are starting to wake up, and some people are not being shut down again by just putting this into a racial paradigm. We look at the police brutality, for example, and the article that I read earlier about Anonymous getting involved in the Beaver Creek Walmart in Ohio, that shooting there, and demanding that some action be taken. But yeah, we do have a very passive American public, don't we? It's part of it, I think, is basically it's a control grid that is what we are fed as far as information. And I think there's a component of it that's what we're fed in our food and water supply that helps to pacify us more so than in other countries. But putting minders in charge of kids from the age of birth to 21, we've got to understand the biggest control instrument, in my opinion, is the government school. Every tyrant since the time of Plato has understood that you want to get rid of the family. You want to directly interpose the government in control of the children, and that's the way you control the future society. Plato's Republic, he proposed that no one would even know who their parents were. They were going to look only to the state as their parent. And over again, we see this being replicated by degrees, by increasing degrees, by the Department of Education, by the centralized federal control, where they establish the traditions that our children understand, their understanding of history, their understanding of how society is to work, that is all being controlled and fed to them in a controlled propaganda way. That's why it really is an educational issue. It really is an info war. We have to push back. We have to essentially open people's minds and re-educate them from the propaganda that they've been fed in school. Thank you, Larry. Let's move on to Patricia in Arizona. Patricia, go ahead.
Hi.
Hi. Go ahead.
I think that all of this interference in our homes and everything is all going to end up leading back to his bill that he passed to find out how our brains work. And when we're all classified as subhuman, you know, we all have defects, we're all handicapped, we're all, you know, something not mirroring Hitler's perfect person, you know. Then we will all be eligible for experimentation to find out how our brains work.
Yeah, there's a real danger of medical tyranny, isn't there? It's one of the things that really concern me, because as we see over and over again, people who are troubled, whether it's sometimes it's real, sometimes many times it's a false flag. But in almost all these cases, there are SSRI drugs involved. There are psychologists who are involved with this. And of course, they come back and say, well, we need to, and I've even heard many, many, many conservatives say, we need to test gun owners for mental sanity or mental competence before we do that. That is opening up the camel's nose under the tent for the most massive infringement of self-defense that we've ever seen. They can basically label anybody as being insane, and it's, as you pointed out, it's very easy to find some kind of an anomaly with someone. There are clear cases where people should not be allowed to have guns, but we can address those individually. If they're that dangerous, it's not just an issue of them having guns. They should be locked up if they truly are a dangerous person. And again, that brings up questions about how do we determine if somebody can be committed. That's something that we need to be very, very careful about, just as careful as we should be, but aren't in our criminal justice system. We need to have a lot of protection for people who are accused of being a criminal, as well as people who are accused of being mentally dangerous or incompetent. But if they truly are, having a weapon is just having access to a gun is just one thing a person can do. Of course, they can kill people in any number of ways, with a hammer, with automobiles, whatever. If they're a danger to society, they shouldn't be out. But before they get locked up, we need to be very, very careful about that. Thank you, Patricia. Let's move on to Stephen in Florida. Stephen?
Yeah, hey, good afternoon, David. I wanted to talk about this first article you brought up at the beginning of the show about this homeschooling family in Missouri, but I wanted to get into from that a bigger picture of something that really hits home with me, and it's just so deep, and a lot of people don't really realize what this involves. When you talked about this, I've had personal experience with CPS a couple of times once when we had a child, our oldest child woke up in the middle of the night. I thought he was, you know, he looked like he was basically devil-possessed, but he was just having nightmares. And I made the mistake of, you know, trying to wake him up, smacking him on his face. I left the bruise. Me and my pastor took him to the hospital, and that was a big error because then I got interrogated by the cops. CPS showed up the next day, took a Christian lawyer to get them off our backs. And then in 2003, we had a child die, and we had CPS show up at the door after the people at Texas Children, this was in Texas at the time, reported us for child abuse and medical neglect. And we had to go through that whole mess. And what I wanted to say is this. There's been a bunch of stuff you guys have reported on. And let me preface this. Have you ever heard of Alfred Kinsey?
I'm sorry, heard of who?
Alfred Kinsey.
The Kinsey Report?
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yes.
And there's a documentary you ought to look at and everybody else called the Kinsey Syndrome. You can go to KinseySyndrome.com. And it's so eye-opening to see what this man, funded by the Rockefellers, without government's knowledge, single-handedly and secretly did to undermine our whole jurisprudence system against children. He took Freud's postulation that children are sexual from birth. Mm-hmm. And this is why we have so much of this garbage going on today. You guys have reported on, for instance, the couple in Connecticut. The guy tied with Oath Keepers a couple years ago, how CPS came in and took their infant daughter away. She had evidence of child abuse.
Oh, absolutely. And they will hide this and say that it is part of civil liberties, like they did in England, where they said they wanted to decriminalize sex with children as young as four. The biggest problem with all this is that it is so grotesque for the normal person to look at, they ignore it. We're going to be right back with your phone call. Stay with us.
This hour brought to you by InfidelBodyArmor.com. When it hits the fan, don't be left without the body armor that will save your life. With prices starting at just $374.99 and ships free. Get yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
For all our loyal listeners, it's time for another giveaway. Over the next 30 days, our friends at SupernaturalSilver.com are giving away six 16-ounce Supernatural Silver Liquid, valued at nearly $100 per bottle, or their skin and body gel, priced at $49.98. All you have to do is enter and win at GCNLive.com. Hurry, contest ends December 5th. GCN can give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with the Supernatural Silver Giveaway at GCNLive.com.
Introducing Secret 12, the new InfoWars Life vitamin B12 formulation. Most forms of vitamin B12 are highly processed and synthetic and cannot be properly absorbed by the body. That's why for real results, so many are having to turn to painful B12 injections, which are known to have higher absorption rates. Now, InfoWarsLife.com is excited to announce that we can bring you our most bioactive, powerful form of B12 that has been developed with our exclusive perfected process. Secret 12 is a binary of nutraceutical grade, bioavailable coenzyme forms of B12, methylcobalamin, the same kind used in B12 injections, and adenosylcobalamin. Secret 12 is simply taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Don't take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Discover the secret. Secret 12. Secure your revolutionary Secret 12 formula right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
There may be a hidden danger lurking in our homes and surroundings. Without the right equipment, you'll never know it's there. Natural and man-made nuclear radiation can find its way into our living environment. And Maser instruments are your best line of defense. Unlike lower-cost products, Maser instruments detects all forms of nuclear radiation, including alpha, beta, gamma, and X-rays. Most products require you manually turn them on for each use. But Maser instruments are different.
means they're designed to be always on, just like your smoke alarm. Detecting, measuring, and monitoring nuclear radiation. Made in America. Maser instruments are laboratory grade, EMP resistant, and powered by common 9-volt batteries. Get the details at MaserInstruments.com. Spelled M-A-Z-U-R, Instruments.com. If you can't reliably measure nuclear radiation, you're not fully prepared. But now you can be at MaserInstruments.com.
Back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host, on this November 24th, 2014. We've been taking callers' responses to some of the news that we covered earlier about pedophile rings breaking into the homes of homeschoolers. And, of course, that family has won a victory in the court in Missouri, basically shutting down and condemning the actions of the police in terms of breaking into their home without a search warrant. We're told at the door, no, you need to get a search warrant to come in here because they'd been harassed by the police and CPS. Nevertheless, they tasered, pepper sprayed the parents, took their children away for quite some time. They've now had a victory from the Missouri court. They are now also suing that police department for some compensation to the suffering of that family. And, of course, the children witnessed all of that. What do we do about this? We had a caller earlier say it's very discouraging to hear all this news and to see how things are moving along. And yet there is some good news, I think, at the local level. And I think this is where it's going to have to happen. I think that not just with the pedophile rings that we see at the highest levels of our government and other governments, but also with the corruption of the concentration of power and money in Washington, I don't think it's going to be reformed by sending Mr. Smith to Washington and having him stand up and do a filibuster. I don't think that's going to happen. I think it's going to need to be shut down from the outside. And there's signs that there are people waking up in state legislatures who are willing to do that. We have a Texas representative who's introduced a bill to nullify all federal gun control regulations. That's Tim Kleinschmidt here in Texas, House Bill 176, Second Amendment Preservation Act, that would say you're not going to take the Second Amendment here in Texas. We've also got a Utah representative who has introduced a bill to cut off water use to the NSA data center. Now, this is something that was proposed by some people at the 10th Amendment Center earlier. We've had bills introduced locally in California to essentially take away some of the utilities that the NSA is using and getting subsidized in their area. And, of course, this is the massive data center in Utah, the Bluffdale Center, where they're using the amount of water and electricity that could run a very small city is being used for this data center. What are they doing there? Well, they're storing everything about everyone indefinitely until they can data mine it to go after any political enemies that they wish to. Now, just before World War II, the Dutch government had an idea that they thought it would be a good idea to write onto 3x5 cards information about everybody in their country, just because I don't know why. I don't know why they would do that. Maybe they just like to keep those kinds of records or something, like detailed records. But when the Nazis broke into that country, they tried to destroy it. But the 3x5 cards were packed so densely they couldn't get them lit to destroy it. So what happened? Well, the Nazis got access to that data, and they were able to round up and pull out anybody they thought might be a threat to them, regardless of whether that person was even really a threat. But they were able to immediately identify and eliminate any political opposition to them, any kind of opposition to them. Think about the data center in Utah. That data is sitting there waiting for some tyrant, some would-be tyrant, somebody who has nefarious plans. And we know that just because somebody is in government doesn't mean that they are angels. As I said recently, we've just seen how they tried to justify a pedophile ring in the name of national security. That data is sitting there waiting for the next tyrant to come in and use it against political enemies to shut down any kind of political dissent, any kind of opposition. It's waiting there for their corporate sponsors, their crony capitalists, to use against their competitors. That's why it needs to be shut down, besides the fact that it's against the supreme law of the land. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I will take your calls right after break. Stay with us.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get control and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
A popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assaulting us.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative to join Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun and you can feel it.